The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Cool. Bank. Headshot. Sit down. Stand up. Bank. Pass out. Bank. Wake up. Bank. Fade it. Bank. Wake up. Bank. Fade it. Bank. Cool. Bank. Headshot. Sit down. Stand up. Bank. Pass out. Bank. Wake up. Bank. Fade it. Bank.
Hey, 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 wine hoes. How y'all doing? It's yours truly. It's your girl, So So Lovely, a.k.a. Thicky Valancourt, a.k.a. I don't know. I ain't got no other a.k.a.s. I can't think that fast today. But I'm joined by my beautiful co-host today, D.A. Jolly. Say what's up, D.
What it is, Hope. What's up?
What's up?
Hey y'all.
It's your girl.
I know that. You ain't got no AKAs?
What?
I was waiting.
No.
Nope.
And you always say what's up. So he was like, oh, how y'all doing? I ain't got no AKAs. It's just D's. Y'all know that never get old.
I know, you know I'm recording, so I'm gonna need you to turn that down like to 25. Might as well close the door, too. Thank you.
Minus well.
Normally, we don't start off like that, but...
You just never know.
Okay, then you don't need to watch TV right now until I'm done, okay? Okay, you're going to be bored for an hour and a half.
She said she ain't trying to be bored forever.
Child. The very first time we are recording video...
Video, she all in the background
singing in the background.
Yes, shout out to one of my favorite episodes of Martin. Not too many people know that reference, too. Further confirming that you and I are indeed the same person.
I be knowing,
yep. But this, if case I haven't said it really, I just said turn it down to 25. Just in case I haven't already said it, this is the Bad and Boozy Podcast. This is episode number 42. Name of the episode shall be revealed the more that we engage in conversation with one another. Normally, we like to start the show off by letting you know what's been going on in our regular schmegular lives. And we call this part of the show Uncorking because we're just popping the top on our week. So, Deja, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Let me see. This is like the longest short week ever. Like, we had a long weekend for Labor Day, and I had a pretty chill Labor Day, just eating and exercising and sleeping. I was getting all the sleep, y'all. I've been getting like nine hours of sleep every day, like the last week. But other than that, let me see, just a regular week at work. Then today we were recording on National Bear Lovers Day.
Yeah,
I was working from home, so I was like, "Let me go try to get some pizza." No, not no pizza. Some beer and some wings. I was thinking about pizza though, but nah. And then I was yesterday, and the episode is up already. I got to record with the girl ladies from the Swirl Suite. Hey. I mentioned them two episodes ago, I think, when I went to their little meetup. And I got a chance to record with them yesterday, and it was a ball of fun. It's kind of different because it was like all four of them was there. So it was like five of us on a Skype call at once.
Wow.
But I had a good time. Yeah, I didn't know everybody was going to be there. So when they called and I looked at the screen, I was like, oh, hey, y'all.
It was like, party lift.
Like, it's a party. But it was fun. They were super fun or whatever. So that episode is up. So like we said before, if y'all not listening to them, y'all probably should. They educational and fun and whatever. And support Black women in this wine ship.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And today I went to, and I'll talk about it on Sip or Spit, to the brewery, one of the little bistros that I found here. And I like to get their little beers on tap. Mm. So I like got happy I was started a little early. I just left from home maybe like 3 o'clock and just posted up at the bar. I was like, I'm gonna get some wings and some beer and chill out. And currently while we're recording, my college roommate is in the building.
Hey, college
So she's
roommate.
Up here to hang out with me for the weekend. So I'm sure I'll have some more shenanigans to report soon. We're supposed to go to a day party tomorrow. So that's it. But look, we was like, when we said the day party was like 4 to 9, we say, oh, that's good because we old.
Is that a day party or afternoon party? I has confusion. What is that?
It's day. It ain't dark. It's daytime. That is day party. Because a typical party wouldn't be starting till 9. Party's over at 9. Mm-hmm. Definitely day party. I was here in the district.
Okay.
Because it's after, you know, DC love a brunch. So the party got to start after the after brunch.
So yeah, I don't be knowing. I don't know about y'all like that.
But either way, we was like, the shit over at 9, that means we can come home and chill out and go to bed.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Get out drinking in early. So I'm looking forward to the rest of the weekend. And out of nowhere, like a little while ago, like a monsoon just came down. I lost my flip-flop and whatever. Aww. But it's still, I'm not mad about the flip-flop. It was just hilarious how it just went off my foot and just went floating on down. But now I'm like, stay out there. It's like thundering and shit, but whatever. But yeah, but now I just had a pretty chill week.
That's good. That's good, beloved. That is good. What did I do this week? I can't remember. It just seems like the week escaped me because I was off on Monday. I was off today, so I worked 3 days. My boss wasn't there on Tuesdays, but I still had like hella stuff to do. Had just my regular everyday stuff. I had choir. I had my Bible study that I be facilitating and all the stuff that goes along with that. So it was hectic. Oh, yeah, and your girl was depressed this week. So that was that. Yeah, that was basically that. It was a regular week with the addition of the wonderful thing that is depression. So, but we cool now. Like I said, I was trying to say before technology interrupted us.
They don't be known.
Yeah, man, they don't be known. You know what brought me out of my depression was the ability to be able to be petty. And use my petty powers. And that just gave me the strength that I needed to carry on for the rest of the week. So
the strength of the Black Panther.
The strength, yes. The strength of the Black Panther. And I was actually watching that today. So I watched that. I watched
how many times did you watch it?
Only
once.
You said
you was going to see how many times you could
watch
it.
I was trying.
I need to watch it because I do got Netflix. I need to watch it.
See, there you go. But I was watching Being Bobby Brown.
Oh, you was live tweet. You was tweeting it earlier.
I watched like 3 episodes of it. Then I had to take a phone call so I couldn't be distracted. So then after the phone call, I was like, you know what? Let me just watch Blake Pinta. So I did. Kiki'd with the llama a little bit today. And that's about it. So, regular old schmegular week. We did have some other stuff that we did that we will be talking about a little bit later when we're settling the tab. But good stuff, good stuff. So, without further ado, let us shimmy on into the part of the show where we review our latest and greatest finds. And this part of the show is titled Sip or Spit. So, V, what did you sip on this week?
First, I was like, I actually bought a Viognier yesterday to sip while I was recording with the Swirl Sweet Girls, but that's before I realized today was National Beer Lovers Day. Mm-hmm. And I scrapped reviewing that, even Ooh. Though it was all right. It was a California Viognier. I like the Australian one better. Yeah. But today I went to Old Line, the Fine Wine Bistro. I love this little place because it has like the retail wine shop in the front, the little bistro in the back. And she was like, oh, we got some new stuff on tap. And I was like, did you know it was National Beer Lovers Day? I came here to try something. So y'all got new. And I like how they'll give you like a little sample pours if it's something on there you're not familiar with. So you don't want to get a whole pint or half pint or whatever, but you can taste it, whatever. So the one that I tasted and I'm reviewing today is by a brewery called Peabody Heights. And one of the main reasons why I like it because it is a local brewery. It's in Baltimore. I haven't been to the actual tasting room, but I looked them up and probably the day, probably that afternoon after I do the race for the Marion House, I sent it to my brothers as a suggestion for our post race festivities. So I go check out their tasting room. But Peabody Heights Brewery, I've drank a couple of their beers before, but this one was really good. They had it, I don't know if it's new to them, period, but this place was just now having it on tap. And it's called Unforgivable Curses Triple. It was like a Belgian, like a wheat ale. And sometimes, I'm not against those, but sometimes they can be a little basic. So I just be like, what is it giving? But I read the description and it was like, oh, it's kind of fruity and whatever, whatever. You know, I get to the end of the description and the way the beer menu is set up, it put the ABV at the end. And I said, 9%. All of a sudden it sounded even better to me. And the girl was like, it's kind of fruity and it tastes good. So she was like, when you drink it, the 9%, like, you're not going to be thinking about the 9%, so be careful. Okay. So I was like, so she gave me a little sip, and it was real refreshing, and I was like, oh, let me get that. So I got a pint of that, and it was really good. Like, it was like, medium-bodied. It was, like, not too fruity, but, like, real fruity. I thought it was, like, I called it a good transitional beer. Like not quite summer, but not quite fall. So I was like, it just felt perfect for this time of year. And it was good. So the whole time I'm drinking it, like, it didn't taste strong. So I could see somebody if you like a Blue Moon or something like that, you'll like this. But I'm like, Blue Moons and shit like that, they be like 4%, 4.5%. And then I had a whole pint, and I'm just sipping it. But this was, like, way more complex than the Blue Moon, but still good. But and it was, like, a little hoppy, but it wasn't, like, an IPA or nothing. So you're not going to – I don't think you will be tasting it and, like, have that, like, bitter aftertaste, because I didn't have that.
Okay.
But I liked it, so I got the one, and then I was drinking it while I was waiting for my food, and I realized, like, I hadn't eaten anything all day. And as I'm sipping it, I'm like, oh, this definitely is 9%. Because I'm like, not only is my stomach empty, like, oh, this is chills, like, whatever. So I end up getting a second one after I got my food, because they had another Peabody Heights one on tap that was kind of like a stout, but it was like canned. It was really chocolatey. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to wait. I feel like it got to be a little cool outside if I drink that one. And I really like this Unforgivable Curses. So I was like, I'm just gonna get a second one of these. Man, I had two of those and I was like, I probably should sit here for a minute. I was good. two pints, 9%. And so I will definitely keep this one, like, be on the lookout for this one, like, to actually purchase it in a can. I didn't ask her about the retail section, so I'm not sure if it comes in the regular 12-ounce cans or the 16-ounce cans, or how they package it. Hopefully, okay, I'll figure that out when I go to the brewery. But overall, it's definitely a sip. If you see, I'm not sure about how far and wide their distribution stretches, but I would definitely recommend this one. Or if you see anything by Peabody Heights Brewery, just check it out in general, because I've tasted a couple things from them so far that I really like. And I was kind of surprised, because this place, they'll have everything in it, but you can get a half pint or a pint. And sometimes when it's kind of like a specialty beer, you can only get it in that once the snifter, and at the, like, fixed price for the snifter. Mm-hmm. And this one, I was like, I'm surprised they ain't putting it in the snifter. You can get the I got all the bang for my buck. And once I ordered at the happy hour, it was like $2 off. I was like, oh, and my 9%, and it tastes good. I was like, I'm with the shits. So this definitely a sip. Peabody Heights Brewery, Unforgivable Curses Triple. And like a wheat. It was a Belgian wheat ale. Okay. I like it.
Okay. I'm glad that one of us has a sip.
I saw your face on yours.
Well, y'all, I too noticed that it was National Beer Lovers Day, and I decided to pull the trigger on a beer. You know what? I went to my local wine shop. Wine
that's
shop.
That's telling you how you felt about the beer.
/ beer establishment. I don't know. What are they don't call them, they call them liquor stores, wine shops. They don't have, what's the name for a place to sell beer?
It's just beer?
No, they have like beer and wine, but whatever. I went in looking for a shandy. I went in looking for Linen Cougar.
Linen Cougar.
Which they did not carry. And he was trying to put me up on another type. It was like a lemon. He said it was like a lemon shandy kind of taste. But when I looked at it, it said malt beverage. I was like, I don't want to get that. No, no. It was like $10 for four cans. I was like, I'm good for some malt liquor.
Malt beverage.
I was like, if I'm going to get malt beverage, I could just reach down in the bottle case get a Rita. And get that MD 2020 because it was looking good. You know what I'm saying? But I just kept looking. I was looking at labels, looking to see if anything caught my eye. And I did happen to see this Lagunitas something easy.
I know Lagunitas. Somebody suggested one of those. I don't know which beer it was, though.
I did see that our good friend Craft Beer Killer was drinking a cherry one this week. So I was like, you know what?
That might have been her.
Like, it must be in the stars. She had
Lagunitas. I think the Quandale one before, too.
Yeah. So I'm on their website, and reading the description, it says, something easy, a promise built right into the name. Get beneath the flotsam of categories, past nouns, beyond exclamations, down to the autological, words possessing the very property they express. Short is short, sesquipedalian is long. Something has that thing on the tip of the tongue, and easy just rolls off as easy as Sunday morning.
Something this got a little easy, sexual.
Okay, something easy is everything we've learned about making hop-forward beer expressed in a moderate voice. Pale, cold, slightly alcoholic, and bitter. It's all we know. And it says it's a healthy dose of two-row malted barley, a bit of weedy-esque-ishness, literally that's what it says, and loads of Ukanot hops to create a super smooth and velvety ale with a fruit and resiny finish, like biting into a freshly picked peach. Easy. It's 5.7% ABV. It is in a 19.2-ounce can. And I don't like it.
I was say she gonna gave us all this pleasant description and be like, nah, I ain't like it.
It's like, you know, sometimes when I taste it, y'all already know, I say, ooh, it tastes like beer. But then, like, after a while, you know, it feels good. This is not one of those. I don't taste peach at all. I don't know where they're getting this peach from. Because I don't taste it.
Mine had kind of like a pineapple-y flavor. I thought I was like SpongeBob.
Yeah, I mean, I just, it was cold. I poured it in the glass. You know, I smelled it. I smelled like, and I still smell like orange, but a little bit of lemon, but peach. Like, it said biting into a fresh picked peach. And I'm like, that is a damn lie. Because peaches don't taste like this. Your peach tastes like this. Take it back to the store.
Get your money back, huh?
Get your money back. I mean, if this was a peach tree and Jesus came upon it, Jesus would have cursed the peach tree and it would have withered away on the spot like he did the fig tree. This is not of God. But I'm convinced. I don't know why they said it tastes like peach because it doesn't. And I like peach stuff. That's why I bought it. So to say that I am disappointed is an understatement because the packaging is so pretty and the description is just so, you know, descriptive. I just don't like
it. Well, there's nothing. Can't all nothing, be a win.
No. Oh, what is it doing?
Well, I don't know. It did something.
It stopped recording our call.
It did.
Well, sorry, Don.
Why is that?
I don't know. Let's see if we can get it going again. Sorry, listeners. I'm not editing nothing out.
That's so fine.
I'm just going to have to catch up. Catch up. So, yeah, y'all. It was not a sip. It is a definite spit. I've only poured, made one pour of this, And I am about 2/3, actually, considering how much foam was in it at first. I'm probably like halfway into this pour. And it's the color of piss, urine. Maybe that's what I taste.
That might be it.
It is urine forward. It has a warm mouth feel due to the urine quality. So,
oh my God.
I will not be getting this again. You can believe that. Rest assured.
Believe that.
If you don't believe nothing else, believe that I won't be getting this again. I'm just not feeling it. Sorry. I tried. It is what it is. But that's pretty much it for Sip for Spit, y'all. We got a 50-50 going on. And D liked hers. I didn't like mine. If you guys have tried either one of these ales, let us know what you thought. Let us know if you agreed, if you disagreed, if you're looking forward to trying them, if they sound like something you would like. I had beer 2 weeks in a row, so I'm going back to wine next week, y'all. Here's what it is. And it's payday, too, so...
Hey, I got my I let the wink box roll for this month.
Yeah,
so I'm about to get that.
There you go. So I gotta figure out what I want to get. I've been getting whites lately, so I want to take a trip to the dark side again. So,
oh yeah, I got all reds in my wink box.
Ooh.
Getting ready for the fall.
Oh, I can't even sing that. That's a damn shame.
Don't sing it.
I'm not.
Don't do it.
Oh, it's right there. Damn it. So, yeah. As you guys know, Sip or Spit is a sponsored part of the show. And this week, Sip or Spit is sponsored by the wonderful people over at Audible. So, join us as we get into it and introduce you to the wonders of Audible.
Safety, so I don't go shooting where your nigga be. Bang. Girl, you dodging bullies trying to play me.
You know it.
And I'm left to deal
CJ,
with how you
CJ,
made
CJ,
me.
Knows,
got a
knows.
Whole lot of love, ain't trying to waste it. You got me running around and I never chase it.
Yeah.
Your face so pretty to me, makeup ain't make it.
Nah.
Your face so pretty to me, makeup can make it. But I think that I'm done tripping. I'm tripping. I've been sipping. That's how I control. Your love got me tripping on you. You know my love is big enough, got you tripping on me.
What?
Yeah, it's big enough, got you tripping on me. Tripping on me.
My bad is your bad for you tripping on me.
Tripping on me.
What?
My bad is your bad for you tripping on me. Tripping on me.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audible.com/the CSPN. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And there are tons of books that are available for you guys. There is The Best in the World, At What I Have No Idea by Chris Jericho, It by Stephen King, Hunger, A Memoir of My Body by Roxane Gay. The Autobiography of Gucci Mane is on there. And looking at some more titles, I was looking. They still don't have Quan Mills up there, y'all. And Quan Mills does have a new book talk. I think he said, I'm pregnant by my my father's wife. And I'm like, how?
My father's wife.
Something Jesus. Like that. I was like, how does that even happen? But I was looking, and y'all know I love a good trashy book. And I think we were talking about, like, writers from our youth. Remember, we were talking about Zane and things like that. And Eric Jerome Dickey had another book that was released this year. It's called Bad Men and Wicked Women.
He's still out here writing.
He's still out here writing. So I might go ahead and cop that and have it read to me. It'll be interesting to hear whose voice that is. And I do want to revisit some of his since they're on Audible.
I got a couple that just old actual books that I'm like, oh, I should read these.
I know, right? I should reread this. Let me see if Nene's book is on here. Because if Nene's book
I got
on...
that first one, that me Nene Leakes one. Yes. I got it right here because when I moved in here by myself and I unpacked old stuff, I was like, oh, let me put these books right here.
Okay. Nene Leakes is not on Audible. However, there is another author. Her name is Nene Capri. And she has a book called The Pussy Trap 4. Yeah, there's another one called Trust No Bitch. And there's Trust No Bitch 2.
I think I heard of Trust No Bitch.
So I may have to check out Nene Capri. And it's narrated by Mr. Gates. So Nene Capri is an urban fiction author, or as it has been termed, street literature. She came on the scene in 2011, breaking boundaries with her first hot and controversial title, The Pussy Trap. Nene signed this series with Wahida Clark Presents Publishing, then began to build her personal brand, which she has been coined Trappin'. Okay, well, there you have it, y'all. They got everything. They got politics to street literature. So, hey, y'all. Get into it, and to download your free Audible audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/CSPN. Again, that is audibletrial.com/THECSPN for your free audio book. There you have it, folks. And moving right along to our topic of discussion this week. Theoretically, the weather is cooling down. It is out here in California, but I heard y'all had like a heat wave back there in New York.
Yeah, every day the kids are supposed to be back to school this week, and like every day either school is closed or they had an early dismissal.
Yeah, so I know it was hot, but it is cooling down, and when it's cooling down, you know what that means, y'all? It means it's cuffing season, okay? We are in the midst, in the early midst of cuffing season. And I know one activity that folks like to engage in during this time of year is a little bit of Netflix and chill. But us ladies over here at Bad and Boozy Podcast, we do a thing called Netflix and Chill Wine. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about some wine and movie pairings as well as some wine and movie snack pairings. So each of us are going to take turns with our respective areas, and we're going to let you know how you can make the best and booziest of your time when you are cuddled up and cuffing with, you know, one of your prospects. You know what I'm talking about? So, D'Asia, you want to take it away?
Sure. So, the article that I'm reading from is from Wine Enthusiasts called Classic Wine and Film Pairings. Which I thought was kind of cool. I mean, I thought it was cool. I'm not even like really a movie person, but you know, I'll enjoy knowing shit. So I'll just mention like the genre and then the wine that they're suggesting to pair with that genre, and give a little background on why. So the first one they have is the Western. It was kind of funny that we saw the Western because when you posted earlier about the things that you watch with like grandparents or stuff. A lot of grandparents had us out here watching these Westerns. But of course everybody knows what a Western is, but it says the essence. Uniquely American style that started modest and malign but spread globally. Usually a singular hero conquering harshness from both enemies and nature. It's very accessible, but with complexity underneath. So based on that description of the Western, the wine that they suggest is a California Zinfandel.
Yes.
A big, rugged, boozy, and all-American as John Wayne. The Zinfandel, a domestic expression of the Primitivo grape, has the spice and grit of a good Western, with the great power and complexity that pours, these pours can earn a place on the worldwide wine stage. So the Westons and the California Zinfandel. And they give, I won't go into those, but they, if since I'm, we'll refer you guys back to the article and post it when this episode is up, but they give you suggestions of the actual movies. But we'll just stick with the genres. Next genre is romantic comedy. The essence, of course, fun and juicy, seeks to enhance the feelings of affection and compassion. Lighthearted, captivating tales of personal relationships, happy endings guaranteed. Ooh, I mean, is it?
Mm-hmm. Is it really?
Is it really? The wine, which one I hadn't heard of, is Cru Beaujolais. The essence is a juicy and fruity Beaujolais. It goes down easily, but don't mistake it for being shallow. this wine, I hope.
I'm gonna try that. Cru Beaujolais.
I do too. Okay. Cru Beaujolais, CRU. Wines made in the Cru regions can show serious complexity, and a Moulin event is a particular. In particular, is an enduring sleepless in Seattle. So the actual wine, well, that's the grape, but they suggested this Chateau de Jacques 2012. I was like, okay. The science fiction. I'm not a science fiction girl. Mm-hmm. But science fiction, of course, is usually set in the future or fantasy environments that defy conventional science. It used inexplicable phenomena to plumb psychological depths. Ooh. And many have proven prescient. How you say this word? Prescient? I've never seen this word. They always got me learning some shit. Oh, but I like this pairing. The pairing with the science fiction is biodynamic South African Sauvignon Blanc.
Ooh, that's real specific.
Real specific. But also, I can see how it's like fantasy, science fiction, some Futurama shit. Conventional science may have a hard time explaining the holistic and astro-spiritual tenets of biodynamic farming, but the often delicious wines have won generations of fans and turned skeptics into believers. So, like I said, refer back to this article because it's going to suggest a specific one, but like a actual, you know, like winery or whatever. But I was like, biodynamic South African. Okay. Like, okay. So the next one is the thriller.
Ooh,
meaty, exciting.
Ooh, meaty.
Tough. But crowd pleasing. Like I like my men.
Yes.
it has complex twists, big climaxes, and often extravagant production.
Ooh.
Impact can be psychological or pure adrenaline. Okay, I like a thriller. This is my kind of Netflix and chill right here, okay? And so the wine is Cote Roti. It is, I like this. The precipitous slopes of Cote Roti make for some of the wine's most dangerous harvests. The wines, spicy and meaty, often with smoke and leather and backbone of iron, seem to capture the thrill in a glass. Okay, even though I scrolled through this article earlier, like, actually, like, reading the words aloud is, like, way more exciting than I thought it was. And just a couple more, about two more. Indie films is the genre. Personal expressions not made for mass appeal. Okay. Underdogs who achieve major impact with modest means, fresh, unexpected creations, often made for the deep rooted elements. Okay, so which wine they suggesting? Bitch, I don't know how to say this word. I'm gonna try. Austrian Blaufränkisch.
What?
Blaufränkisch. It say Blaufränkisch. I'm pretty sure that's close.
Blaufränkisch.
Blaufränkisch.
I was gonna say somebody will correct this. I'm like, no, they not, because they don't know either.
listen. Out of all the words I done dice and spice, I'm pretty close on this one.
Right.
So this one, individuality is a hallmark of tannic, spicy Blaufränkisch and other decidedly non-mainstream wines of Austria.
You lost me. Like West.
Yeah. The way, even though I don't mind tannins, the use of the word tannic in the description, I don't know, but that's why, bitch, that's why it's an indie film. That's why I pay with an indie film. Because, okay. You know, they be losing you in some of those films. Okay. Like, all right, whatever.
I mean, they got the subtitles.
They done spent their mama's money or something. They just did a passion project or some shit. Like, Wes Anderson and the Coen Brothers, independent estate-owned producers like Henrik have retained a distinct character even as their popularity has taken off. Blah, blah, blah. So the next last genre is film noir.
Yes, my favorite genre.
Styled and sexy, tense and melodramatic, characters acerbic and usually smoking. Once considered old fashioned, its sexy iconic examples are influential classics. Oh, so this one is an age Barolo. I've seen this word, but I haven't tried this one before. Mm. With its classic nose of tar, dried roses, and a whiff of tobacco, and a garnet color fading to sepia with each passing year, aged Barolo exudes drama and elegance. Okay, I would try this.
Drama, so, theater.
Drama. Okay, so I think, you know, I like these pairings. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, pair with the mood of the film.
Yes. I can see this.
I'm not a big movie person, but I can see kind of like seeing what the movie is going to make me feel and picking with the wine, what's that's going to make me feel.
Yeah, I'm supposed to have a Netflix and chill date tomorrow, so we'll see what I decide to pair it with, because I don't do thrillers. I don't like being scared. So, we'll see.
Oh, I don't mind thrillers.
No, I can't. The Ring spoiled it for me. I haven't seen a scary movie since then. And I used to love them. My daughter likes them. I'd be like, girl, she wants to see the new Purge. I was like, yeah, I ain't taking you. Figure it out.
Oh, that's funny.
You got to do like I used to do. Figure it out.
You a fool.
So let us segue from the films to the film snacks. And
yeah, you got to have some snacks.
Yeah, you got to have snacks, man. I mean, that's part of the game. And this particular article, they give you 9 wines to pair with your favorite movie theater snack. So I'm interested to see if my favorite snack made the list. The first one in which they mention is the soft pretzel. Bite into warm, soft pretzel and you're greeted with inviting toastiness and a hint of tasty rock salt. A quick splash of sharp yellow mustard rounds out the experience with a hint of earthiness. And that's why I don't like pretzels, because I don't like mustard. So.
You ain't got to put the mustard on it.
Yeah. I like my pretzels from Auntie Anne's. And yes, I said auntie. I don't say auntie. And with butter. No
Do
salt.
Black people say auntie? Or I guess some parts of the country.
Yeah. So, Annie or Annie.
Annie. That's how they say it. Like Crystal.
Yeah. I like mine butter, no salt. And in this case, they say whether you opt for a plain pretzel or require mustard, reach for bright raspberry notes, hints of earth, and fresh acidity of Pinot Noir from Monterey. Or for a sublime upgrade, swap out mustard for nacho cheese, in which case a Santa Barbara Chardonnay will be your best bet. Juicy apple and a squeeze of lemon acidity will cut right through the magma-like topping. I'm going to just stick with the Pinot because y'all know how I feel about Chardonnay. So, yeah, I'll take Pinot with a pretzel.
I'll take Pinot with a pretzel.
Alliteration. The next one is Bunch of Crunch. Y'all eat that?
I don't go to the movies, so I don't buy movie snacks, but I will eat Bunch of Crunch if somebody have it around me, though.
Let's see. Says few theater snacks are as fun as these playfully textured rice puffs coated in creamy milk chocolate. And the same could be said for an Australian sparkling Shiraz. That's the second time I've heard that. So that's probably, I'm gonna buy one.
Sparkling Shiraz.
That's come up a few times lately.
Did we mention that before? And then I think, was the trainer going to look for it? Or did I suggest it? Yeah. I think that came up in the fried chicken episode.
It did. I want to try that. So with its delightful fizziness and ripe berry flavors, the two will play nicely together on your palate. Okay. The next one is Skittles. And with Skittles, it says, the problem with tasting the rainbow is just how many flavors you come up against. Luckily, South African Chenin Blanc is a versatile sip with bright stone fruit, melon, and honeysuckle flavors, pairing perfectly with Skittles of all colors. It'll be a race to the bottom.
Just my kind of current one.
It'll be a race to the bottom of the bag and the bottle. See?
I love Skittles and Chenin Blanc, and now I gotta go test out this theory.
You gotta test it. I haven't had Skittles in years, but you know what? It's a good time.
I'm pretty sure I've had them this year. Maybe I'll finally sit myself down and watch Black Panther and go get me some.
I know, right? This would be my pairing. This number four is popcorn. And the ubiquitous theater snack deserves an equally high-profile match. Champagne, the ultimate high-low pairing. Champagne's toasty notes meld with the rich, oozy movie theater butter. Extra please. While refreshing bubbles lift the palate and quench your thirst. And what they actually recommend is a Moët and Chandon Imperial Brut.
Okay, that's my kind of current one, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had that Moët. That's what we had, huh?
Yeah. And, you know, we some scandal-watching bitches. We'll get that popcorn.
Okay. The next the snack is something I don't like. These are Junior Mints. And with a playful twist on a classic fruit and mint pairing, Tuscan Vermento is sunny and rich, featuring complex aromatics such as ripe peach and spring florals. The concentrated fruit notes dance with invigorating mint candies. I can't imagine peaches in mints. That just doesn't even sound.
It sounds weird.
Especially
somebody
with the chocolate. That's what's throwing me off.
And the chocolate? Somebody tell us about that.
See, I like Andy's mints, but I don't like those. But they said the duo will satiate.
Well, maybe you could dub them out for the Andes.
I don't know. I don't do Andes with the movies. I can't vouch for this one. It says Twizzlers, but I'm just
who out here eating Twizzlers?
I'm gonna swap that out with Red Vines because we don't do Twizzlers over here.
They don't eat none of that shit. Keep the lippers too.
So Red Vines and Spanish Rosato create a perfectly strawberry nirvana. Notes of strawberry, plum, and raspberry.
This picture is good, though.
And it is, right? And nectarine pair with the chewy and mildly sweet Twizzlers, which are nasty. Bite off the ends and feel like a kid again with your artisanal Twizzler straw and your fancy Spanish rosé. Now that is a cute idea. But I'm not doing Twizzlers. I'm doing Red Vines because it's Red Vines. Gang, 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 gang.
I'm going to do the Sour Punch straws. That's the red.
Ooh.
The fruit punch ones.
Have you had are those the ropes? The ones that you're talking about?
I don't know if I think they got them in the ropes, but the ones we used to get was like in that long, like,
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Those are good. Number seven are cookie dough bites. And it says sweet.
I've never had these.
Me neither. Sweet, buttery cookie dough bites and a rich, nutty, tawny port. We still haven't tried a port or any fortified wine on the show.
This same tawny port, I keep saying it in the store, but I'll be scared.
I know, because it's going to be super sweet. Yeah.
The port, I need to get it when I can just like buy it to have around so I can just like pour a little sip, but not buy it when I'm looking for something to drink then.
Yeah. The port's aromas and flavors of marmalade, ripe berry, toasted nuts, and a subtle caramel blend epically pair with the cookie dough bites, creating an endless flavor explosion of deliciousness. This boozy combo will put grandma to shame. I mean, is grandma drinking that? Ooh, I almost caught the Holy Ghost just looking at this image. Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm with the ships. I shouldn't be this excited.
If anybody knows me, like, I have a favorite candy, and my favorite I have two favorite candies. This is one of them. One of them is the lemon head and friends, the chewy ones.
Those the shit.
Those are my second favorite candy. But my favorite of all time are Sour Patch Kids, not the watermelon ones. The Sour Patch Kids. And so in this case, they say you already look like you ate something sour when you say Gewürztraminer, but a semi-sweet style bursting, with bright tropical fruit will save you from making too many faces. The pleasant acidity and classic ripe lychee and stone fruit flavors of a German extroverts, Jemina, will tame those mysterious sour crystals, providing an ideal match for sweet yet sour candy. And I am with the shits with this.
Yeah, I'm with this one.
I'm going to have to do this, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, the Sour Patch Kids and the Converse Tremina is definitely top. I don't know. It would probably maybe run neck and neck with me for the Skittles and the Shonen Blanc.
For real,
but
for real.
I'm with the shits. Both
I'm
of those.
Totally with the shits. But you know what the funny part about it? The article said 9 wines to pair
That's
with your favorite beer snacks. But I guess because they gave us 2 different wines with the first one. I was expecting 9 different snacks too. So
they did give us 2 wines with that one.
Yeah.
Well, so that's fine.
That's fine.
Whatever.
But is there anything that they didn't mention that you would want to pair with something, D?
I mean, we think about movies, so 9 times maybe find something to pair with those little malty ones that's chocolate.
Whoppers.
But they kinda like yes. Now I would eat those in the movies if I had to buy a movie snack.
Ooh, like with
But what would we pair with that? They're kind of chocolatey already. You know what?
Zinfandel.
I was about to say.
Nice call from
really,
Zinfandel.
I was about to go something real like, you know, real berry flavor. Mm-hmm. A little Zinfandel. Yeah, I think a Zinfandel would be cute with whoppers.
Yeah. What's another snack that I get at the movies?
Candy wise, anyway. I mean, people be, you know, these days, some of the movies you can get whole food, like food and shit.
I remember I bring sandwiches into the movies.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what?
But
they sell pizza at the movies.
This is a solid list.
They sell pizza at the movies. So I would get like cheese pizza and something. Let me see. An Italian sparkling wine with my cheese pizza. Because I'm bougie.
Yeah. I'm with that. So out of these lists, I'm definitely with them Skittles. The Skittles and the Sour Patch Kids got me over here like, oh, yeah.
Yep, and I'm with the popcorn and champagne.
And the popcorn and champagne. Yep. Maybe I should get popcorn and champagne for the premiere. This is us.
Ooh, caramel corn. Oh, I love caramel corn.
I gotta be in the mood for caramel corn.
See, I will get, near me they have an Arclight Theater, and I will get a big tub because I normally go with somebody. Hey boo, how you doing? Go to the movies, get the buttered popcorn, and you have them layer the butter. So they fill it halfway, then add the butter, and then shake it up, put more popcorn, then butter, and shake it up. And then you get the caramel corn, and you put the caramel corn in there too, and you mix it up. Oof. Talk about good eats. Yes. Yes. And the movie theater
Check
has
your
a
pain,
bar
so.
Too. Shut up. The movie theater has a bar too, so I'm probably gonna do that next time. Get me some champagne from the bar and get my popcorn and have a good old time. I don't even know what's coming out. I know that Kevin Hart movie came out this weekend. I'm not gonna see it. It's not in the mood. Doesn't strike my fancy. But the next thing that looks good, I will definitely make that combo happen. So y'all report to us. Let us know if any of these combinations look or sound good to you. Let us know what you normally drink and eat with your Netflix experience. And
Netflix and chill. Yeah, that's a good little combination. Get your movie on,
yes,
get your wine on,
yes,
get your snacks.
Yo. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. We hope that you found this part of the show or this particular segment this week valuable. I hope you took notes because there will be a quiz at the end of the show. And this is where we mosey on into the part of the show where we get into our wine hotels. And I'm sorry to let y'all know, for the second week in a row, y'all have been negligent niggas. You have been derelict in your duties.
Not negligent niggas.
Y'all some negligent niggas. Y'all some felonious podcast listeners, okay? And I know felonious starts with an F, but guess what? Wheezy F baby and the F is for phenomenal, okay? If he can make himself a PH with an F, so can I too, damn it, okay? So, yeah. Y'all ain't got no wine hotels, so guess what? We ain't got one either.
That ain't our fault.
That ain't our fault. We done told y'all. We done warned y'all. Y'all done listened. Y'all done liked and subscribed. So y'all know how the game goes. We not gonna play with y'all. So we could just go ease on right into the wine trivia segment.
And hopefully, we gave y'all two articles, so y'all be all right.
Yeah. So, what's the wine trivia this week?
So we have a bit of shall I say vocabulary? Trying to learn. I know you don't like vocabulary.
I do. I'm an English major, so give me that vocabulary.
So I think I'm pronouncing this right. It's Rioja.
Rioja.
R-I-O.
Yes.
R-I-O-J-A.
Yes. Hey, Rioja.
So Rioja is a method of making sherry.
Nope.
B, a wine from Spain.
Yes.
C, a rust-colored wine.
No.
D, a grape type.
It's a wine from Spain.
Bam, she was so confident in my nigga, you was right.
Because I used it to make sangria. That's this is the base of my sangria.
When I picked this, I was like, it's gonna go one way or the other. I said either we haven't ever been had no experience or she totally gonna get it. But bam, the listeners, I know y'all niggas ain't know it. So y'all know it is a wine from Spain. Rioja is a region in northern Spain that gives the wine its name. Red Rioja wines are typically made from Tempranillo grapes mixed with Grenache and other varietals.
Wow.
I like a little Tempranillo. I like a little Grenache. I'm getting more into the Tempranillo. So, bam, get jiggy with the Spanish wines.
Okay, for it being a blend. Okay. I appreciate that. I like that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Quite a delicious I'm here for blend it is. And they have white Rioja, too.
So, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Rioja is the region.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. So y'all, that is wine trivia. I hope you got it right. I hope I didn't guess it too fast, y'all. I hope I gave y'all a chance to guess, to think, to ponder, to consider, all that good stuff. But we have a little announcement to make, y'all. You have asked, and we heard your cry. And DeAsia and I are having our second meetup. Yay! We will be in Charlotte, North Carolina. Shout out to my Carolina homies. That whenever y'all say it, I'll be like, wait, what?
What'd they say?
South Carolina. I'll be like, what? North Carolina. What? Is there's an O in there? Carol. <Yeah. laughs>
Who says Carolina?
Carolina. I have no idea.
I just said Carolina. I don't
see you said Carolina. Mm-hmm. but yeah, we will be in Charlotte, North Carolina, September 21st. We will be having an event, a meet and greet, if you will. It will be from 6 to 9 p.m. at Sports One, which is a well-established lounge that is owned by Peter Thomas, formerly of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. He was like the first husband with a peach. So they have...
He's the owner? You be knowing?
He owns it, yeah.
Girl.
So we looked at the menu, and, you know, we considered a couple of other places, but this place, you know, it just vibes well with the podcast, and they're giving us a really good deal that we can share with you guys. So $35 covers your food and your drink. I mean, you feel free to get more if you want to, but you're going to have to
get more, but the minimum was the
$35. Yes, the minimum is $35 per person. We are planning to have a intimate meet and greet, so it's not everybody. It's like once the tickets are gone, they're gone. That's it. That's all. Y'all going to have to catch us next time or catch us in these streets and holler at us.
Any streets, like our friend Dustin. Well, not friend. Friend
right,
in my
friend
head.
In your head. Friend to the show. Friend to the show, right? So we're looking forward to seeing you guys again. Hopefully some of you guys that we saw in D.C. will be in town and we'll be able to say hey and hang with y'all. As far as I know, there will be a DJ spinning as well. So there will be some music and you could cut a rug with us. Hopefully they play Before I Let Go and we get a chance to get our little cha-cha.
Niggas. Get a chance to nick.
Yes. I mean, like I said, join us for some food, some drinks, some conversations, and shenanigans. Because, you know, you get alcohol and music together, niggas will nick. Okay? We don't need a reason to nick. I mean, and non-niggas too. White folks, y'all welcome. The three of y'all that listen to the show. Y'all are going to be in Charlotte. Come
all
through.
All three of y'all.
All three of y'all come true. It's going to be lit. And you know what? We're looking forward to it. Thank you guys for staying on our heads about it and continuing to ask us, when y'all going to have another one? Y'all going to be at the same place at the same time? Why don't y'all have me? You know, all the stuff that y'all been doing. We appreciate it. And we're doing it because of y'all. And shout out to our listeners who the tickets went on sale today. And we have already sold some tickets, and we are really, 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 really happy to be able to provide you guys with this opportunity and just to be able to hang out with y'all. Because y'all are our wine hosts. Y'all are like our cousins, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just some
we fucks with
cousins.
Y'all.
We fucks with y'all.
What they say, the long way?
Yeah, the long way. I still don't understand what that means. I heard someone told me what it means, and I'm still like, you sure? I don't like that. But yeah, man, we flex with y'all the long way. Faux show, faux show. We go back like faux flats on a Cadillac.
Oh my God.
Like babies and pacifiers. Rest in peace, or ODB. But yeah, man.
Me and Mariah.
Yep. So if you want to purchase tickets, you have a couple of ways of doing so, because I am not about to read this long ass Eventbrite link on the show. You could click the link in the show notes. You could go to our Facebook page. We have an event. We have an event on there, and you can click the link directly from the event. You could click the link in our I have to upload it on Twitter. But by the time you guys get on there, the link will be on our Twitter.
No? Oh, it'll be there.
If because it's on the link tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you click on the link on our Twitter, and you can click on the link on our IG. And like we said, $35, that's food and drinks. I mean, they got good food. They got truffle mac and cheese, y'all. They got wings. They got good drinks. We're actually planning on having a specialty drink for y'all. We're not telling you what it is. You're going to have to show up to see what it is. You know what I'm
show
talking?
Up.
Yeah, so it's going to be equal parts bad, equal parts boozy. Equal it's going to be at night. You're going to get fucked up and have to take a Uber. Please drink responsibly. If you ain't going to drink, then be a designated driver.
Yeah, what she said.
Yeah, so now let's get into the other business of the show, which is the settling of the tab, so to speak. So we have a website, and we'll be uploading pictures and things from our event, so you want to check those out and see if you made the cut. Our website is badandboozypodcast.com. Also, you can do your diligence and do your duty by calling us at 818-639-2443. And we did give our number out to a few of y'all this week, because y'all was saying that y'all was drunk or you was gonna get drunk and y'all supposed to call. Mm-hmm. And y'all ain't call. So I don't know what's happening. But 818-639-2443. You can also feel free to leave us an email at badandboozypodcast@gmail.com. Send my way. If you want to support the show, there are a couple of different ways that you can do it. We have merch, y'all. We got t-shirts. Fall is coming, so you want to get you a long sleeve.
Oh, I gotta get me a hoodie.
We have totes. We have a wine hole totes. We have stickers. You go ahead and go through our Teespring. The link is on our website as well as on our respective links. We have a PayPal. You donate to the PayPal, this goes straight to our liquor fund so we could keep the party going. Okay, so you could go to paypal.me/badandboozypod and you could send us some money, make it rain or make it jingle. It's completely up to you. If you want to get something for your money, if you don't want to just donate, you're one of them people that are like, I need to see where my money's going. I need to know what I'm getting. Well, if you want extra access to the show, if you want a backstage pass, you can become a patron by going to patreon.com/CSPNmedia, and you will get the pre-show conversations that we have, additional episodes, as well as video will be available to you if you are a patron. You donate as little as a dollar up to $5. But if you want to be able to get this bonus content, you're going to have to donate at least $3 a month. As far as where you can find us on social media, podcasts, like I said before, we are on Bad and Boozy Pod on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Individually, you can find me, So Lovely, and shout out to the person who told me today that Thicky Valancourt was the perfect name. You can find me at Fab Fresh and Fly. I am on Delectable, which is where you will find our reviews. I'm on Twitter and Instagram. And Deasia, where can they find you?
You can find me at Brains and Buns on Twitter, Instagram, and Delectable. I've been updating my reviews over there. And don't forget to check me out on this latest episode of The Swirl Suite and holler at those ladies. And also, we still got a couple more weeks left before my race. I do the 5K in memory of my mom. We about like halfway to our fundraising goal. I'm hoping to make it closer to our goal. Mm-hmm. But if you're trying to put some respect on it, you can check my link tree and my personal on my Twitter or my Instagram. And the link in the bio will tell you more about the race, more about the women we help, more about my mom, and allow you to donate. Any amount is grateful for. Appreciate it.
Yep. With that being said, this has been episode 42 of the Bad and Boozy Podcast. The title of the episode will be Negligent Niggas, because y'all niggas is negligent. This episode is dedicated to y'all. Okay?
Apple won't block us.
This song's for you.
Did you see that Apple blocked these Zamero's name of one of their podcast names, titles of the show recently? Was Pickaninny, and they bleeped it out.
What?
I didn't see it on my app, but when I went to the Apple Podcast app, it was like P, a bunch of stars, and then why they blocked out their Pickaninny.
Wow. Well, then it's gonna be Negligent Igonaise. Okay.
Yeah. So they definitely gonna block us.
Yeah. Y'all gonna be some Negligent Igonaise. Shout out to y'all who know how to speak Pig Latin. Ude uye one alhe ute ixpe igpe adle. It's been years, but I still got it. I till say audit gay.
That's hilarious.
Yes, I'm fluent, bitch. I'm fluent in that motherfucking pig Latin. Give me my, what you call it?
Let me practice.
Let me get my bilingual bonus. I'm like, what? You speak another language? Yes, I'm fluent in pig Latin. Yep. But, yeah, for real, y'all, for real. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for supporting. Thank you for liking and subscribing and sharing. Speaking of which, because I didn't tell y'all where y'all could share our podcast, you can find us on Apple Podcasts. Oh, hold on. Let me do it like the ASMR lady. You can find the podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, TuneIn. That's it.
Don't ask us about Spotify, because we ain't over there yet. Okay.
But shout out to Joe Budden securing the bag, and his podcast is an exclusive Spotify, so you could only find it over there. I don't think we're trying to get on that level. But if it happens, it happens. You know what I'm talking about? So,
mm-hmm.
Yep. Shout out to us. Shout out to us getting closer to another milestone. We are getting close to the big 5-0, y'all. Big 5-0.
We are.
We're about to be some old podcast ladies, man.
But I was like, do we celebrate 50 or just the anniversary? The anniversary makes more sense.
Anniversary makes more sense. I mean, and probably the anniversary is going to wind up being the 50th episode if we keeping it 100. Because y'all, while we out of town, y'all may not get a show. We telling y'all now. Okay, so y'all be like, well, what happened?
But That's fine. Y'all will live.
Y'all will live. Y'all will survive. Yes. Y'all will be okay. We will be leaving you in good hands because we have podcast brothers and sisters on the same network. So, y'all
that quality listen. Hashtag content.
Hashtag quality content. Okay? So, again, thank y'all. I ain't thanking y'all no more because y'all didn't do what y'all was supposed to do. So, do I gotta go in on y'all? Do I gotta go on your heads?
I'm gonna
start calling people up. Just calling their numbers. Be like, hey, give us a story. Like they do on other podcasts or maybe thinking of somebody. They be like, oh, call them up.
If y'all gonna be there with us live, I'm gonna hit the record button on my phone. Can you tell me? So, Wine Hotel?
Okay.
I'm listening.
Yes. for real. Don't be thirsty. We need to talk about etiquette on the next episode since it'll be close. She just rolled her eyes at me.
Because she always trying to give people a story that they don't need, like they're not grown ups.
Don't run up on me. I don't know you. Okay? Especially at the actual event that we are going to prior. Don't run up on me. You don't know me. Okay? And it's going to be dark. Probably going to be twisted. I may or may not have on sunglasses like Mary J. Blige in a Not Gonna Cry video. And just don't run up on me. Because you will get your feelings hurt. That's all I'm saying. Other than that, I look forward to meeting you.
What a way to let them know that you look forward to it.
Y'all could run up on me at the event, though, because y'all would have paid. Don't run up on me for free. These hugs ain't free.
Bye, girl. You is out of order.
So, y'all, as always, the best wine
is the one you like.
Bye.